That's the thing that's probably the issue.
Good. Good.
The Mishnah says, Zeyim are kula shali, Zeyim are chetza shali. So Zen Neutel shloishes rivei, Zen Neutel reva. It's not yet the confusing fraction cases, but L'chaira simply, the emes, the Gemara asks on the Ches, what's the Rebusa? Hare, in the ratio, Zeyim are kula, Zeyim are kula. Let's assume it was 5 feet long, the talus. So each one, that's also with fractions. Each one is going to get 2.5 feet. Now, stell sich vor, let's say the next case, it's a 10-foot talus. And zayim rekulei zayim rechetzi. So yes, avada 5 feet is avada his moida. And what are they fighting about? Each one gets from the second half. The 2.5 is the same. What's the rebusa? The chelet that his moida is a write-off, and then we're spelling on the other half. The Gemara asked the kasha. Zok the Gemara on daf ches. The rebusa is the chiddush that the one that's getting a quarter, the one that's finding chetz actually, has to make a shvua. There would be a havamina that he punked, the other guy, yeah, but he punked wouldn't have to make a shvua. Why would I have a havamina that the one that's finding chetz actually, that's getting a quarter, shouldn't have to make a shvua? Zok the Gemara. He has a migu, he could have said kulay, migu lafture mi shvua. This is amosin. Migu kapatra shvua. The Hainu, the purpose of the Shvu is to clarify that he's saying the truth. Migu could do that instead. The Migu could be Mevarer that he's saying the truth. So why Taka? Why does he have to make a Shvu? Zok to Gemara. Because maybe this guy's mamash a lawyer. He knows that he didn't pick it up a chlal. He's planning to cash in on a palace, that, a part of a palace that he doesn't deserve. And he says to himself, even Baba Metzia, and he says to himself, if I tie in a kulay, I'll get chetzi, but I'll have to swear. And he doesn't want to swear. So he tie in his chetzi, he gets a quarter, at least gets something. So like that's it, that's what does it to him. And he doesn't have to make a shvua. So he's going to do harama. So we say, heh, we know about that. You do have to make a shvua. Ad kan, the Gemara on the ches. Fregen da achroinim, l'charet z'shtikl migu de ha'oza. Maybe it's ha'oza to say kulay. Vaistois, it's not such a ha'oza. And in fact, the emes, there would be a migu to pater from the shvua. There is. Why don't we implement that migu to pater from the shvua? Arume kamar comes out with Tosis and all the Rishonim on the sugya, and they ask, rak rega, they ask, why don't we use this migu for something else? The Gemara uses the migu. Tak, he should only get a quarter, but it should pater from the shvua. Arume kamar. But if I cared for Tosis, let's use this migu that the one tiny chetzi should Taka get the full chetzi. I mean, you're never going to give a guy beyond what he's tiny. But when he tines chetzi, he only gets a quarter. Why? Migu that he could have tined kulay, so give him half. This is a kasha that all the Rishonim asked. Taisus also, we're talking about it a lot today. But I want to just, for a minute, we're going to try to do the whole Taisus today. There's the second half of the Taisus, and I want you to notice something. The first half, what is the din by Zemer, kulay, Zemer, chetzi? How much does the lower guy, the chetzi guy, get? A quarter. The erst half of Taisus was asking that als migu, he should get half. And there's many terutzim. Migu lahaitzi and a whole slew of other terutzim. Cut, we're going to talk about it, but I want to just get the full picture. There's the second half of the Taisus. Taisus at the other end has a different kind of akasha. That maybe the guy that's timing half shouldn't get a quarter. He should get zero. Why should he get zero? Using the new Yisoy, which we're going to explain, Ezer Hashem, in the second half of the shir. Ain't suffik moitzim midei vada. Bevadoyis, the guy that's tying kuloi, is going to get half. So bevadoyis, he has something. Meaning, even on the side that his story is not true, his narrative is not true, the din is going to be he gets half. Oibazoy, ain't suffik moitzim midei vada, he should get zero. Now, why is this toisis conglomerated here into one big toisis? What does it have in common? L'chor, it's two totally different issues. Now, simplest way of saying it is, in a chanami, but they're both issues on, whereas the Mishnah paskins that Zayim Rekulei Zayim Rechetzi, he gets a quarter, and we have a crisis here, he shouldn't. The first half of Taisus asks, he should actually get more than a quarter, he should get half because of Migu. The second half of Taisus Fakarit is asking, he should get zero because of a new rule of Ein Sof Maitim Devadai. Two seemingly unrelated topics, it could have been a separate Taisus, but you know, it's both about the issue of getting a quarter, maybe more, maybe less. But maybe there's a better shot that the two parts of Taisus are connected, but I don't want to get there yet. You want to know why Taisus calls it a suffix. When we get to the second half of Taisus, we'll explain why. The excellent point. Because there's a suffix who's saying the truth. It's a suffix. Which taina is the taina? The guy saying kula, if he's saying the truth, it's really all his. The guy saying chetzi, if he's saying the truth, it's only half his. So we have a suffix if he deserves anything. I'm going to explain it in the second half when we get there.
Rabbi, is it even if that was not legal whatsoever, wouldn't the reverse of the case be like we saw today, the nusach of the shvua of the second guy?
The nusach of the shvua, why didn't the Gemara say the reverse is the nusach of the shvua? Nice kasha. Yeah, hey, I didn't get it to the second that hey, that the nusach of the shvua, but that's a nice kasha. The Gemara could have said that the reverse of, that's a nice kasha, that why didn't the Gemara say that the reverse of case of Zemer Chetzi, Zemer Kula, again, let's recap. The Gemara asks, what's the chiddush? It's mamash just cut and paste of the ratio. The Gemara answered, what did the Gemara answer? That there would be a havamina that made the migdash shvata the shvua, kamash manu kamar. You're asking, maybe the chiddush is the nusach shvua. I want to speak out, actually, interesting, akasha from the Achroinim, Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Chemda Shloima. The Gemara asks, what's the chiddush of this case of Kula Chetzi? What does the Gemara answer? The chiddush is that you don't make a migdash the path of the shvua. Frek Rabbi Kveger, did you ever hear about the kasha that maybe this should be amigo and he should get half? Who asks this kasha? Tosfos and the Rishonim. There are many Tzurtzim. Why isn't that the chiddush of the Mishnah? Frek Rabbi Kveger. Why can't the Gemara say that the chiddush of the Mishnah is Mao the Tamer, you should say amigo and he should get half? I know this Tzurtzim, but maybe that's the chiddush of the Gemara. Vais the chayse, you don't answer Rabbi Kveger's kasha. But maybe, whatever the Rishonim are going to answer to this Teretz of Migu, maybe that's a given. Meaning the Rishonim, the Sakta Musa guys, this is a Rishonim's Chiddush. It's not for the Gemara. But you have to know the rules for that. Rabbi Kveger held it was a legit Kasha. Why didn't the Gemara say the Chiddush is Gufa that you don't say Migu to give him half? And of course, if you're following my theme, the Chemda Shleima asks a similar Kasha from the second half of the Tosfos. What was the second half of the Tosfos? Which we didn't do yet. That he asks that the guy that says Chetzi shouldn't get a quarter, he should get zero. Why zero? Ain't Sufik Moitzi Midei Vadi. What's the Teretz for that? We're going to discuss it in the second half. Frek, the Chemda Shleima. Why didn't the Gemara say that's the Chiddush? Those are the, and we have a new one. Why didn't the Gemara say the Chiddush is the Nusach HaShvua? That's the Achrayim I'm also asking over here. Okay, fine. Cut, and we'll restart now. I'm not up to the Ain't Sufik Moitzi Midei Vadi part. We're still, we're going to get there.
Why don't you say the same thing to the other
guy? I know, but he... Time. Reuven says the whole thing is his. On the tzad suffix that he's saying the truth, is he going to get something from the palace? One second. Shimon. Maybe Shimon's time is right. Even on that narrative, is Reuven going to get something from the palace? That's why Reuven is a father. But Shimon, on the tzad that Reuven's narrative is truth, how much is Shimon going to get? Zero. Only on Shimon's narrative he's getting. That's why he's called suffix. That's the part we're not doing. Okay? Now, back to the first case. When we get there, I'm going to tell them we're not doing it because we did it, even though we didn't do it. The first half of Tosfos, again, so we discussed that the two halves of the Tosfos, we're going to discuss maybe there's a connection, and we asked the Achronim's Kasha, why didn't the Gemara say that's the Chiddush? Let's enjoy the original Etzem Noise. Why does the guy Tainin Chetzi get only a quarter? He has a Migu that he could have said Kulai. If he would have said Kulai, what would he have gotten? Chetzi. So give him Chetzi. Tosfos answers, Migu lahaitzi lai amrinon. Let's preface. Migu lahaitzi lai amrinon is not a Gemara. It's a huge machlokes Rishonim. The Ramban sheet is Migu lahaitzi amrinon, just for the record. Other Rishonim as well. It's not a Gemara. It's a machlokes Rishonim. Now let me tell you something. The Rishonim that hold Migu lahaitzi lai amrinon have to prove it from various Gemaras. And they do. The Rishonim that hold Migu lahaitzi amrinon have to prove it from various Gemaras. And they do. The Rishonim that hold Migul Haitzi Amrinon have to deal with an answer of the Gemaras that the other Rishonim that hold Migul Haitzi Amrinon use. And the Rishonim that hold Migul Haitzi Amrinon have to answer up the Gemaras that Al-Lachar is seemingly Mahash Migul Haitzi Amrinon. That's all part of the huge topic to discuss. But you should know that the Shittas that hold Migul Haitzi Amrinon, one of the Rayas that they bring is our Sugya, Hagufa. They say, Shnayim, Oichzim Zayim, or Kulay Zayim, or Chetzi. And he only gets a quarter. Why does he only get a quarter? He should get half al smigu. What's the answer? Migu lahaitzi layamrinon. No, it's a raya. Migu lahaitzi layamrinon. Okay, but why is it not a bona fide raya, hands down for sure, no problem, locked in? Because like maybe there's like six other truths into the kasha, and as long as you have even one other legit teretz to the kasha, then it's not a raya anymore. But Tosfos answers migu lahaitzi. The emes is, even if you want to assume Migu Lahaitzi Loy Amrina, is it so posh that he's Migu Lahaitzi? Let's quickly recap. When two people are holding a talis, and each one says Kuloy Shali, how much is each one muchzik on? Famous Chakira. Is the pshat that each one is muchzik on half? Half of it is blue, totally true blue, mamish genoi his, and the other half is green? in which case Avada, he's muksik on half and moitzi on the other half? Or no, do we look at it as they're both muksik on the entire thing and it's one big gray thing? Even if it is one big gray thing, should I look at him as a muksik or a moitzi? Lamda shashayla. Why are we discussing this? Because, hello, in zeimer kulei zeimer chetzi, when Avada, the half of it is a write-off, the focus now is on the second half. How much is each one muksik on? Careful. L'chayra, same chakira. Yeah, tell me, let's see. Because Taisa says that in order to get another quarter, the second quarter, I'll smigul, what's the answer why you don't get the second quarter? Migul l'haytzi. Taisa Srid argues. Taisa Srid says no. He's muksik even on the second quarter. He's muksik on the entire second half. So obviously Taisa holds no. Why? Because Taisa focused on that second half. A quarter of it is blue, and a quarter of it is green.
Why can't Taisa be gray, but it's still white?
In Taisa itself, it's an option, correct. Yes, Taisa, that is an option.
Is that just
the Taisa? Avada, they talk about it, if it has to do with the Chitasi of the previous Taisa. Excellent, that's very good, whether it's totally in the previous Taisa. But I want to ask you something. I'll ask the High Lashna. Do you think that the guy deserves the first quarter al Smigul Lahaksik? How much do you get by Zayim Rekul and Zayim Rechetz? Lamais, first of all, how much Lamais do you get?
25%.
A quarter. That quarter, would you say he gets it al Smigul Lahaksik? Pashtas, you don't need to come on to Migul Bechla. Why does he get that quarter? Sam, is he going to do Yachloikum? He's going to get that quarter. But humor me, would you call it Migul Lahaksik? It would be Tully. If you learn it's blue and green, then Chach a quarter he would get al Lahaksik. You want a mamish be yishua?
He's not using a could have tanya there.
I know, but if I would want to use a could have tanya, could I? What's the nafki? 1 second. First of all, there's the famous Balagan kasha, which I really shouldn't do, but you should just know that there's a new question, that there's a kasha that the din should be by Zeimer Kuli, Zeimer Chetzi, should be 3/8 and 5/8. Because the guy tanya Chetzi, he deserves a quarter because on that he has a migul. And Chach on that quarter he has a migul. So it should be a write-off. Just like the other guy got the whole half on a write-off. And then they should split that other quarter and get 3/8 and 5/8.
Because of the migul.
I'll give you another example. There's a second half of Tosis, which we're not doing now, that asks... One second. There's a second half of Tosis. One second. The second half of Tosis asks that maybe the guy tying Chetzi should get zero. Why should he get zero? Of a famous cloud, which I didn't explain yet. Ain't something much they bother. For the record, there are many tzritzim to that kasha as well. Taisa says a teretz, there are many other tzritzim. The Shita Mukubetzis in the Gilead brings a fascinating teretz. He says, you want to stiff the chetzi guy to get zero using this meiridik rule called Ein Sofik Maitzma Devada? Heh! A quarter he's going to get anyways. He has a migul ahachzik. Forget about it. He has a migul ahachzik going fit, and migul ahachzik overrides Ein Sofik Maitzma Devada. Well, should it? That's unfair because we don't even know what Ein Safek Maitz Medevada is. But I'm spoil from the idea that he says you're a Migul Lahaksik on a quarter of it. There are those that say you're not even a Migul Lahaksik on a quarter because it's Lahaitzi, it's all gray, and everything is Lahaitzi.
If it's all gray, then the whole thing is gray.
No,
if
it's
half, then we better.
No, because of the Haidah. No, if it's in Zemer Kuli, Zemer Chetzi, it's half blue and the other half is gray. Because of the Haidah.
Half, we're ready to forgo and take out of Esther.
Yeah.
This, even though he has such...
Yeah, but then the nusach you're using would is going to ruin the Ein Sof Maitz Devadi, and I'm going to get to that, because then it's not even here. We discussed that also in the morning. Now, still going in the topic of Migul Haitzi, so recut. I'm sorry, there's a lot going on, so again, just recut again. Restart, sorry. In the first half of the Tosfos, the Mishnah Paskin Zayim Arkulei Zayim Erchetzi, you get a quarter. The kasha we're talking about is that he should get half Al Smigu. We're up to the first of many Trutzen, Tosfos' Teretz. What's Tosfos' Teretz? Migul Haitzi Le'Amrinon. That, as we're peeling away the sugya, opens up the whole balagan of how you should define a palace blue, green, gray. You see, Tosfos holds chach on the second quarter, you're a Migul Haitzi. But that's based on a hanocha, that Migul Haitzi La'amrina. Now, there are Rishonim that argue. There are Rishonim that hold Migul Haitzi Amrinon. Okay, who holds Migul Haitzi Amrinon? The Ramban. The Ramban certainly doesn't have this teretz yet, and he needs a teretz. The Ramban has to answer up why you don't have a Migul to give him half. The Mishnah says you get a quarter. We do need at least one more teretz. Tosfos Rid, who actually holds Migul Haitzi La'amrinon. Yeah, but he holds that the Matzav of Talis is not La'haitzi. You're La'haksik on the entire second half. So Vaito, he needs another teretz. What could be another teretz? So let me tell you something. There are other terutzim that the Rishayim said. One of the terutzim we said is that it's migu d'ha'aza. Nice try, but it pashit falls through because then it should have been a migu d'ha'aza on daf ches also. Another terutz that Ramban brings, we said this on Thursday already. And I said, like this Ramban, there's a new twist to the terutz. You're saying he should have a migu? Okay. The same way when he tanit kuloi, he was going to get half of his taina. When he tain is half, yeah, we'll be consistent. We'll give him half of his taina. Don't focus on the talis, focus on how much of the taina he's going to get. Now, I want to stop right here and say something fast. Actually, one more thing first. There's another taina the Ramban and the other Rishonim bring. Let's break this talis. Forget about colors, but let's break this talis into four quarters. How many quarters is he getting? Only one. What's our focus of the kasha? He should get the second quarter. Why should he be getting the second quarter? Migu that he could have tained even the third and fourth quarter is his. That's called migu mi momen le momen. You don't get a migu on one momen from a different momen you could have tained, only on the same money. What? Yeah, avada depends on that. Yes. Maskin. They're going like that on a If it's all gray, it's still called migu mamamad. I just said, ignore the colors and break it into quarters. That's what I was bavarning. Now, there's a chakir from Rabbi Chanan. We have to do it at one point. Rabbi Chanan clarifies a chakir in migu. Again, we could spend a few days on this, but we're going to spend a few minutes. Rabbi Chanan clarifies a chakir. The Gedolei Acharim talked about it before him also, but Rabbi Chanan in Koiv Shirim and Chelik Beis, Ba'arichas spells it a bit. And he clarifies a shayla. What's shad in migu? Is migu, careful on using the words here, a beerer? Logic. You're not sure if someone is lying or saying the truth. And when there's an entire between two people, one of them is lying. You just don't know which one. And the fact that one looks like the Chavetz Chaim and one doesn't exactly. The Chavetz Chaim is not a factor. There are two legit people in Bezdin. You have to know. One of them is lying, one of them is not. You don't know. So there are many ways of trying to figure out who's saying the truth. Shvua, maybe various other things. One of the things you can use is migu. One shot in migu is logical, cold, calculated, logical beer. And you say to yourself, this guy, Hanyanko, he's lying or saying the truth? Lying, saying the truth. I don't know. Of course I know. If he was lying, that means he has an agenda and he really knows he doesn't deserve it and he's lying. If he had ktsas seichel, yeah, he would have had a better time to get more or in a better oifen. Why didn't he do that? Because he's saying the truth and he's saying exactly as it happened. Catch on. That's called migu of bira. The muscle. Apply it here. The guy's saying chetzi shali. Maybe he's lying. Maybe he knows that he got none of it and the other guy got everything and he's just saying it. Just saying it, then why didn't he say coolishly and try to get more? Because maybe he's saying the truth, what he really thinks. That's a migu of birr. Alternatively, Rabbi Chanan brings a lot of rise to this yisoy, that migu is koi chataina. Koi chataina is that when you're in Bezdin, and there's a din of toyin v'nitin, and every toyin v'nitin, the teveya, the nitva, have tainas to win, to be menatzeich, on a certain momentus, whatever the bikuach is, about a karakam, a talklin, a talus, whatever it is, there's a yisoy, a fascinating concept, a longish yisoy, called migu. In your arsenal of tainus, whatever your tayin rabbani would tell you to say, not only can you win with what you actually taina, anything that potentially you could have tainit, if that would have won, you have the koyach of that taina. Now, he's tainin chetzi. He could have tainit kulay. That's called koyach ha-taina. Is migu bir or koyach ha-taina? Spoiler, it's both. There are mefurashi gemaras that it's bir. There are mefurashi gemaras that it's koyach ha-taina. You have to know how to deal with all these different gemaras. The pashtus is that migu has both elements. The question is which one you're plugging into. There are those that say that migu d'ha'aza only ruins the birr, because, and I'll say it in my lashon, if he was lying, maybe he would have said a better lie. No, maybe he is lying, just he's not a mechutzef. That's called migu d'ha'aza. Who says that you're coming to the conclusion that he's saying the truth? Because if he was lying, he would have said X. No, maybe he's lying, but not a mechutzef. There's a machlokes, like the shita that migu d'ha'aza, like the shita that migu d'ha'aza lo yamrinan, yeah.
But meaning it would be within birr. And
it ruins the beer.
We're not going to use it for beer.
Yeah, exactly. No. So I'm going to try to explain. Not every unique. The mashal, I want to say.
Is it mukhrech that ha'aza is knighted towards?
No, it's not mukhrech, but I wanted to go that way for now. There's ways to explain that migu d'ha'aza ruins koyach ha'taina also, but we'll put it for the side. As an example, I'll show you something fascinating. The Ramban's teretz that you don't say migu over here because it's migu only for chetzi taina. You still only get chetzi taina. The Velt says that's a word in koyach ha-taina. Who then? You don't say migu from one moment to another moment. Why not? It's all gray. Logical beer. Trust me that he's saying the truth about the second quarter because, yeah, keep cheshbon. He could have said the third and fourth quarter. Who cares if it's a different money? The logical beer is there. Yeah, but the koyach ha-taina is not. Now I'm going to say something fascinating. Hold on to your chairs. Murder the Kiddush. Why didn't Tosis say the other truism that the Rishonim said? Taisus knew those other words. And he agreed to them. And he knew that they answered, that's why there's no Kaya Chataina. But he was asking, Aber doch, there's a Birr, chutz that! And Birr could work alone. And for Birr, he said, Migul Haitzi Lo Yamrina. Als Kaya Chataina, you could be Maitzi. But he already knew that Kaya Chataina is niched because of the other types.
There's other Birr answers too.
I know, but in this plan, I want to say that Toysus knew that Kaya Chataina would not be able to use Migul Haitzi Lo Yamrina. In fact, it would be Moitzi. Not on that, he relied on the other Tritzim.
He could have been started even with Inbearer and said, yeah, I understand. He's not a lawyer. He's not a lawyer. But the money's gone. Don't bring that.
Why is the money? That's going back to that time. Again, you're going back always to that time. I know. You're going back to that time. I'll put that time on the side.
So the Ramban can totally agree with
Taisus? It's hard to know because the Ramban Pashtas had this rise that he holds Migul Haitzi. Even just maybe. I didn't want to go there, but maybe. But watch. In Taisus, I'm saying a plan. Maybe Taisus knew the other Tritzim. Now, if you don't mind, one other teretz that we didn't say it from Rabbeinu Peretz. The guy running to say, I picked up half. Maybe he's bid the dummy. Maybe he's not lying. Maybe he's just confused and thinks he picked up half. He really is convinced. He thinks he got there with the other guy. What maybe really happened? For the record, maybe he really got there first. He doesn't realize. Or maybe also the other guy got there first. Zuck Rabbeinu Peretz, so Migu can't help you. Migu of Bir can't help you. Maybe Migu of Kaychatain also. This guy, we're not a dilemma if he's saying Sheker or Emes. He's confused. Maybe he's confused. I'm confused.
That's when it comes to Chalukah, no?
I'm going by Chalukah.
Why don't we look at the Tainus Bechal?
We do.
Why don't we just split it in?
No, because we do. No, not true. We do factor that in also. We do factor that in also. Avad, do we factor in the Tainus also? Now.
Even if they're just saying Zeli, my Kurushani, not they're saying Ani Mitzisiyah. They're just saying Kurushani.
Well, I'm going in the case of Mitzisiyah. I'm going. For now, I'm going in the case of Mitzisiyah. So again, Taisus answered Migul Haitzi, the Rishonim answered various other Tritzim. It could be the various other Tritzim went with Kaya Chataina. I'm going to try, Rabbi said this is also what we're doing a lot today. There's the Gemara Baba Basalam Abbas, which we already started. Quick recap in the Sugya of Gochin Velochish. Story. A guy, Hahu Gavra, that's his name, came into Bezdin. There's two variations to the story. Either he was a Malveh coming to demand the Chayv, I lent you $5,000, it's written in the Shtar, and it was a legit Shtar with Chasimus that were already Mekuyim. Or he's a guy coming in saying, I bought a piece of land, Kenegan Amari Kama, he didn't have Gimel Shonim, but he has a Shtar. And things were legit. And he practiced in his basement 40 times. He was supposed to just keep quiet and he would have won. He would have been able to be goyve the chayv and get the karka. What happened is that the loive, or the marikama in the karka case, looked at him. I guess the guy that practiced him in the basement didn't do a good enough job. And the loive and the marikama looked at him and squarely told him, the shtar is a forgery. What was he supposed to do? Keep cool. Quiet, calm, and collected. What did he do? He crashed. He went over to the bench, and he told Rabba, you have to understand, I did lend him the money, $5,000 cash. I did buy the karka. I paid him $1.2 million in cash. I did have a shtar. I'm a shlamazin. I lost the shtar. I asked my friends what I should do. They said, forge a shtar and rightfully get what you really deserve. And I'm admitting that now. What's the din? Does he have the real legit shtar? No. Is he a shlamazel? Yeah. Do shlamazels lose? Yeah. Is he going to win because of Becholik and this forgery that he says, I didn't have to admit it's a forgery? What does the Gemara say?
Yeah.
Machloikes. Rava says, you have a migu. And he wins. And Rabbi Yosef says, no. Hi shtar, listen carefully to the words. Hi shtar chas baba'alma. What are you talking about? The shtar that he's actually holding now, not the one that he lost that supposedly is lost. The shtar that he's holding, he on his own admission says that, what is it? A forgery. So he doesn't get anything. What's the machlekes Rabban of Yosef? The machlekes Rabban of Yosef is if you say migu. What's the machlekes Rabban of Yosef? The Rashbam says over there, an interesting pshat, he says, because since the guy admitted that he really lost the shtar and he made a forgery, he lost all chance of migu because he admitted that he's a liar. And that's a pella. Every migu is like that. Every migu, you could have said one thing and instead you said something else.
Usually migu is coming before the fact. It's not that I didn't lie, I'm not going to change
okay.
It.
But Rabbi Chanan, excellent. Rabbi Chanan explains though that the pshat and the Rashbam over there is pshat and the sugya, a migu, and he explains even, he says migu is kaya chataina. And he says, no, you want it, mamash yeshivish, watch this. He does it, Rabbi Chanan says it. He says, the machlekes rabbi v'rabbi Yosef is kaya chataina. And there, and he says like this. Rav Yosef holds that Migu needs Kaya Chataina. What's your Kaya Chataina? Again, Kaya Chataina is that I have in my arsenal Taina that would win. What is this Taina in the arsenal that would win? I mean, saying now, this star is a forgery, I admit I have no choice to do it. Get out of here. What is the what is the taina that we would win?
Insisting that it's a good start.
Insisting that it's a good start. But he already admitted that not. So he took the arsenal box of the Kayacha and ruined it. And you don't have Kayacha taina. So Frek Rabbi Chana, 1 second. So what is Rabbi Hall? He says, Rabbi Hall's beer. And in beer, hello, this guy sounds legit. He mama sounds like a legit story.
Because we know he's a liar. So
no, maybe he should have kept cool, calm, and collected, and he would have won. So Rabbi Chanan says the machlag is Rabbi Yosef is Birkai Chataina. But again, the plot thickens. Watch this. There's a Taisus there in Baba Basra, Rabbi. It was in the Thursday's Marmakimus. The most funny Taisus. Taisus asks, Rabbi Yosef says, Fred Taisus, interesting Taisus. Fred Taisus, we bought this in Thursday's Marmakimus. Tema, what's Chanan Rabbi Yosef? You should have a migu because he could have said it's a star malia. Like, Taisus was like opening up. I have an idea. That's what the Gemara was about. You know what? And we only said one pshat in the Machlokes Rav Rav Yosef. There are many pshat in the Rishonim, and I'm not doing justice to it. In Meretz Hashem, we do Cheskas Amat. But whatever it is, the Gemara at length established that there's a Machlokes Rav Rav Yosef. If there's a Migu, Fred Taisus, I got something. What about Migu? What happened? And Taisus answers Migu Lahoitzi. Says Rav Nochem, watch this. The Machlokes Rav Rav Yosef in the Gemara is whether this Koyach HaTainam. Fred Taisus, yeah, but what about Beerer? What about logic? Come on, this guy looks legit. He could have kept cool, calm, and won. He looks legit. He looks like he's saying a true sob story. Let him win. So Taisus Migul Lahoitzi. Migul Lahoitzi on the Migul of Beerer. But as Koyach HaTainah, the Gemara already dealt with. Koyach HaTainah, the Gemara already dealt with.
Which case is the Gemara?
In case of Kochelach. No, in Kochelach, yeah. Taisus over here says that Rebalta Timon, he did Shaski, it's different. Rabbi Yosef argues. Rabbi Yosef argues in there. Rabbi Yosef argues in there, yeah. Now, I want to speak out. I know, but Tais says that Shechaz b'migu of bir. There's another interesting shaila. I have a case, a Ramban. Listen to this, a fascinating thing. This is a nuzach. For me, it's a nuzach. Zeh imer kula shali, because I found it. Two people against the house. Schleimerson. Reuven says, I found it first. I ran running, I picked it up first. Shimon says, ready? Yeah, it's yours. The talis is worth $117. Reuven says, I picked it up first. Reuven says, I wove it. Reuven says, it's his. Shimon's holding it also. We look at Shimon. By the way, if Shimon says, I don't know, Bartamarot, yeah? Shimon says, you owe me $117. I'm taking it in lieu of payment of a choyv that you owe me, a milva yeshana. What's the din? What's the din? Who do you give it to? Technically, who should you give it to? He has no right. Stamet has to take it from Milvah Yishana. Who should he give it to? Reuven. But Shimon has a migul. What could Shimon have tied it?
Kula
Shali. I know. 1 second. Zok the Ramban in Milchemes on that Vov. He gets half als migul. Now this is not migul mimama lamamin. He could have tied it Kula Shali als Mitzia or Hakbo or whatever. He could have. That's his migul. Instead, he's tying Milvah Yishana, and he's never with a migul. Is that a good migul? Oh, it's a chayav migul. Excellent, but it's a migul lahaitzi. It's a migul lahaitzi. What? Rambam l'shitasi. That I only have later. L'chayav Rambam l'shitasi. But do you need to come on to the Rambam l'shitasi? Maybe it's not called lahaitzi. Maybe it's just all great. I don't know.
It's
my version. No,
it's saying Milvah Yishana.
No,
that's
a good taina. Meaning he's not tining the talis, but if you don't call it a taina, he wants to get it off the taina that he could have said it's mine. You know, I have to be this point. You're right. I have to think of, again. He's tiny good. I love that. And maybe it's Bachdo. Yeah, but Ramal Stas is still my answers. Ramal Stas, he owns Migul Esmir. But that's fascinating. And our choices of Migul, we're talking about Migul getting one quarter, second quarter, because of the third and fourth quarter. Here, it's all Kula Shali, but he's tiny, Milvah Yishana. He wants to have a Migul that he could have said it's Asiya. Interesting, Ramban. There's another Nakuda that's in the Marma Kaimis that it's also in the Ketzais and also in the Beis HaLevi. We haven't done this yet, but the Oilam knows that in one of the cases in the Mishnah, it's not that there was a mad scramble to grab the talis from a Metziah. It was in fact Nekech Memkar. They both paid money. There's one coat, talis, worth $117. Each one gave the money, but now they're fighting. One of them says, I bought the talis, give him his money back. The other one says, no, I bought the talis. What do we do? Yachlaiku. How do you do Yachlaiku? Each one gets half cash and half. Well, again, cash. You sell the talis in cash, but you have to split it yachloik. L'chayra, the din of Al Mishnah in that case also, if it's Zayim or Kulei Zayim or Chetzi, what's going to be? One guy gets a quarter of the talis, and one guy gets three quarters of the talis. Frek the base alevi, frek the ksois. Over there, you don't have the teretz. Over there, it should be migul. And there, it's not migul lahoitz. Because there's a famous yisoy, Tosaf says, when you're actually going to pay a guy money back anyways, you're not taking anything from him. It's just you're going to reimburse him with money. That's not called migul lahoitz.
We have a way of parents to tell your teretz.
Yeah, you have a lot of teretz, but he's going in Tosaf. Like Tosaf says, teretz that it's migul lahoitz. They're asking that by mekachum memkar, it's not migul lahoitz.
You wouldn't get it back with something else.
I know, and we're going to talk about that on the basis. Excellent point. I know. We're going to have to come back to this kasha. But this is the cheshbonus that the Acharonim make. How do you work out migul lahoitzi in that case? What?
The Mishnah doesn't use both
lashonis. You're right. Which one does it use? Only mekachum memkar. Pumfaker. It doesn't say zayim and mitzasiya kula. I didn't want to go there, but you're right. In the Reish, it says mitzasiya and kulishli. In the Seif of kula and chetzi, it doesn't say only mitzasiya. Only says mekachum memkar. Excellent point. We'll talk about it. For the record, if you open up in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Pei Beis, it's a machloikis 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah and Simon Pei Beis. If Migul Haitzi Amrinon or Migul Haitzi Larminon, we know that it's a machloikis Mishainim. Listen to something fascinating. What's the case talking about over there in Simon Pei Beis? Amar the Gazach. A Malva came with a star, flat out, star Makoyim, not a star Mazuyev, no Gochim Velochis here this time. A star Makoyim that the Loiva owes him $5,000. The Loiva looks at it. And the loiva says, yeah, you're right. It says, but first, I owe you $5,000. But we had an unopened deal, a tanai, that if I do double plane, whatever it is, if I jump, I don't know, if I do something, we have a deal. There's a tanai, unwritten in the star. We have a tanai that if I do double set, if I take care of something for you, I don't have to pay you back. We have a deal going. Now, what could the Malva tell him in such a case? It doesn't say anything about that in the star. The loiva says, we have a deal going that if I arrange you to be a chayz, you don't have to pay. What could the Malva say?
This is it.
What does the Malva say? Yeah, we had a deal going, but you didn't do the deal. Who has to prove whether he did the deal or didn't do the deal?
Still the Maitzi.
So the Machaber says that the Malva has to prove that the deal wasn't done. So the Ramah, no, but he has a Migu. He has a Migu. What's that? He has a Migu that he could have said.
No deal.
No deal.
Forget that. It's not even, the story is that he's lying, because when you complete the deal, you get the star back. You know, when you're McLean,
no.
The star,
why didn't
he
give
back
him the star? Akasha, I don't know. I hear Akasha, I don't know. But when you pay back, you get the star back. Who then when you do the deal? I don't know. Interesting. Good point.
Yeah, the deal was
the suck the remote.
The deal was by Shelby Snow. Now, it's not about you don't know if he did it or not.
And we don't know. And the model can't prove it until he loses.
Right.
But why? He has a Migul. He could have said there was no deal. Suck the remote. It's a Migul Lahaitzi. And it's a Machlaiki. It says Migul Lahaitzi. I mean, why is it a Migul Lahaitzi? He's holding the star. That's called Lahaitzi? That's called Lahaitzi?
You're okay. Yourself, maybe. Now that you said there's an outside tonight. Same as like when you said,
okay, so you know, the Emma says we have to be mine in this case.
So
the Emma says you're right.
Outside tonight.
We'll have
you're
to be,
saying, forget the star, let's talk about
tonight. You're right.
Tonight.
You're right. We'll have to be mine in this case.
You made the deal with summer.
Okay, we're moving on. The second half of the Tosfos. Okay, so in wrapping up the first half, what do we have over here? The Mishnah says, Zayimer Kulei Zayimer Chetzi. He gets a quarter. The first half of Tosfos was asking that Alstamigo that he could have said, Kula, he should get half. And we've discussed Kayachatayin and Birr, Migu Lahaitzi, whether it's considered in this case of Talis Lahaitzi, Migu Mimamun Lamamun, Migu Lachetzi Tanosoi, Migu by the Dummy, and a host of other things. Now Tosfos comes in a new kasha. L'chayra seemingly separate kasha. Vim Taima. V'neima de Ein Sofik Moitzi Midei Vadai. The Ha'oimer Kulishli Yeshloi by Bevadai Hachetzi. The Ha'oimer Chetzi Yeshli Sofik Im Yeshloi Baklo. I'll explain again quickly. There's two narratives. Reuven says, I picked it up first. Yes, Shimon came running after me. He came exactly 2 minutes after me. It's totally mine. Shimon says, no, we came and actually precision came together. We picked it up together. And it was Magbiya Metziya L'chaveira Ibiachad, and we got each one half. What is the Mishnah Paskin? 3/4 and 1/4. Okay, now, Zog Tosfos 1 second. The one that's tiny Kuloi is called a Vadai. Because Sai on his narrative, he deserves. On his narrative, what does he deserve? Everything. But even on the other guy's narrative, what does he deserve? Half. That's called Vada. Now, Shankin Shimon, on Reuven's narrative, what does Shimon deserve? Zero. On Shimon's narrative, what does Shimon deserve? Half. That's called Suffolk. Where do you see such a kind? And the dinner should be ain't Suffolk Moitzi Nevadi? 100 zero, not 75, 25. What?
He's not being Moitzi.
Who says anything about Moitzi? One sec. So, Tyson, where's the Raya? 1 second, let's get to this case. From the Gemara in Yevamos. Suffolk v'yobim shabo lach like benichsei saba. Sofik Omer Ano Bar Misna Ano Va Isli Palga Ve Yobam Omer Ad Bro Didi Ve Les Loch Vole Midi Havala Yobam Vadai Ve Sofik Sofik Ve In Sofik Moitz Midi Vadai. Explanation. A guy died and there was a case of Yibam. They did Yibam, Eishasach, murdered the concept of Yibam. If there's Bonim, Rachmana Islam, Chi of Karas. If there's no Bonim, it turns into a big mitzvah. It's time to do the mitzvah. He does the mitzvah, 7 months later there's a kid. And all of a sudden we scratch our heads, we have a major issue. Is it Taka the child of the Yibam, in which case he did a mitzvah, and this child is kosher? Either way, the child's kosher, actually. Or no, it really was a child of the original mace, and he did an aver. The child's not a mamzer. Next child will be a mamzer. But he did an aver.
What? It's not karkas, it's the rabbanon, since he's allowed.
What's the rabbanon?
A massive yo. In fact, when you find out some of this later, retroactively, that's not, you said it's not a mamzer, so it's not karkas.
No, it's not a mamzer, because either it's either the dead guy's kid or the other's kid.
It's not a subject. What did he get? Now that we know that.
It's a suffix, yeah, we don't know. We still don't know. 20 years later, we still don't know. This kid is growing up, he doesn't know if the stepfather that's bringing him up is his stepfather or his father. He doesn't know. Is it his uncle or is his father? He doesn't know.
He knows his last name.
The fact that he did before 3 months. The fact that he went in.
That's already, I'm not getting, that's the
problem.
That's the Rabbanan, yeah. And what's going on? It was a bad day.
Even with an unborn baby is considered
if it turns out that he gave birth to a child of the dead guy, it's chayv karas. Yeah, that's the sugya nifamis. That is the sugya there.
Considered like she had a kid from that husband.
It's not considered. We don't know who the father is.
I understand, but I mean, just from her being pregnant, we say.
If she was pregnant from the dead guy, then it was karas. He should not have been doing yibum. If he stays with her again and has a second child, the second child is a mamzer, and the first child is vaday kashim. He knows his last name. He knows who his grandfather is. He doesn't know who his father is. This guy's walking around. He doesn't know if his father's dead or this guy that's bringing him up is his uncle or is his father. Now, the Gemara Yevamos has a lot of issues about money. Now, let's go straight into the specific issue of the grandfather died. There's a lot of other cases there. The Suffolk dies, the Yobam dies. A lot of people could die and work out the money. Let's talk about the case when the grandfather dies. The grandfather dies and left over $7.3 billion. Okay? A lot of money. Now, The suffolk really doesn't know. I mean, he knows it's his grandfather. If he's the only sole surviving son from the dead brother, then he deserves a chunk. I don't know how many other brothers there are, but he deserves a chunk. If he's a son of the Yabam, let's make there's no other brothers. Let's keep it simple. There's no other brothers.
The Yabam. No,
it's one besides the one.
Now there's no other.
The second guy has a couple of other kids.
No, the second guy doesn't have to have kids for this case. The second guy doesn't have any other kids. The second guy has no other kids.
What's the difference?
This $7.4 billion, that's the difference. Now, 1 second. The grandfather, can I say the story? The grandfather dies leaving over $7.4 billion. It's kids. It's moving, you know? The Yobam says, I'm a Ben Yochid. I represent. My brother died without kids. And I'm the only brother. And therefore I yashin all the money. By the way, the dead brother with no kids does yashin. Okay? He does yashin $3.9 billion. But then, since he has no kids, according to his narratives, where does the money go? No, back up to the father.
Why not back to the wife?
Wife's on yashin. And then back up to the father, and then it goes back and then again and again and again and again and again until the Yabam, who's the only surviving son, is going to get all the money. But the suffix says, no, I'm a son of the dead brother, and since I'm his Yerush, I get half. Now, according to the Tzad that the suffix is the son of the Yobam deserves everything. According to the other narrative, the Yobam deserves half. Suf the Gemara, since ain't suffix might be devadai, the Yobam gets all the money. Ain't suffix might be devadai. Zaktai, same thing, by Kulishli Chesishli. There's a talus worth $7.4, and he quarter three quarters. Why quarter three quarters? Ain't suffering much from Nevada. Emphatisis, V.H. Lyman. I'm married to Columbus. The Hossam Yobam Shubinoi Shal Saba have a Vada Yarshi. The Loyoti Asafik me Safik Mamoine. Avaloch ain't Svara Mashuvadi Bechetsi Shiel Lechetsi Yasheni. I'm going to speak out the Chem the Shloimus Pshan in this Tysis. I'm married to you. Say, other Rechen Goder also. Fascinating Columbus. A guy dies, $7.4 billion, and has two sons. Two sons, flat out. Posh, simple, two sons. How much does he show in Yarshin? 3.7. It's not true. Each one yarshin 7.4 billion. Be'emes. Every Yerush yarshins all the money. Be'emes. He has a single Yerusha on all the money, and he taka yarshins all the money. Is there $14.8 billion? No. So we're realistic. And afterwards it splits into two. But Be'et Yachloiku, sort of. Not the Yachloiku of Gerard the Mamayna, not the Yachloiku of Shnei Mayusim, the Yachloiku of Yerusha. Okay, a new one. One second. The longest of Yerusha is that each Yerush Be'etzem Yarshes everything. Oy Bazoi, on the tzad that the Yobam is the father of this Suffolk, he Be'emes deserves 7.4 billion. On the other narrative, he also deserves 7.4 billion. Not as bad as someone else who also deserves 7.4 billion. That's called Ain't Suffolk Mites Medeva. But by a talis, when they both went running for the talis, on the tzad that Reuven kicked it up first, Reuven deserves everything. But on the other narrative, Shimon picked it up together with Reuven, he only deserves half. That's not called Ain't Suffolk Mites Medeva. I'm explaining. Zot Bechem, the Shleima, Yerusha, you Be'emes have a Siva to all of it. Again, clear, on the narrative of the palace. If Reuven picked it up first, how much does Reuven deserve? 100, and how much does Shimon deserve? 0. But on the other narrative, that the suffix, that maybe they picked it up together, that's the other side, how much does Reuven deserve? Only half, and Shimon only deserves half. That's not called Ain Suffix, Moitimi Devadai. Fregen Dachroim. What about by a behema? Careful. Two people were Roichav on a behema. See, when two people picked up a talis, how much of the talis did each one pick up?
Half.
But by Roichav al Gabi Behema, how much did each one do a kinyan on? On the whole thing. By default, this is only going to be half and half. Fregen d'achronim alam d'shakasha, if by Yerusha, you're saying that each one has a siba for the whole thing, then l'chor bishlam, by talis, you won't say ein safek moitzim medevada. But by a behema, ze oimer kuloi shali. Supposedly, what's the psak? 3/4 and 1/4. Why is the psak 3/4 and 1/4? We should implement the aside of ain't suffik moitimi de vadai. And implementing ain't suffik moitimi de vadai, what should the din be? The guy that says kula shli should get everything. Says the chem de shlomo and the beis halevi. Wow! It's not in the Mishnah. Conveniently enough, the Mishnah said the case of Kule and Chetzi by Talis, and it's questionable if it's Mitzi or Mekach or Memka. But it says it by Talis. By Behema, the Mishnah noticeably only picked the case of Kule and Kulei. Maybe, Ulai, possibly, you know why the Mishnah didn't say Kule and Chetzi by Behema? And to Paskin 3/4 and 1/4? Because that's not what the din will be. You know what the din will taka be? Using the rule of Ain Sofik Maitzimi Devada?
100-0.
And that's beautifully why the Mishnah didn't say it. Slight problem, Shulchan Aruch, Beis Yosef, Tor, Simon Kuf Lamentes, says that by Behema, Zayim Rekuli, Zayim Rechetzi, 3/4 and 1/4. So obviously they hold not like that. Why? Because it's different than Yerusha. Watch. In Yerusha, Be'emes, in Lundis, he really yarshins. Each Yerush, there are 7 kids, each one is yarshin 7.4 billion. By Behema, I know it's different than Talis. Talis, even the Maisa King was only on half. By Behema, when they both did Roichvin or Mashicha, each one did a Maisa Kinyan on the whole thing. Aber Seif Kol Seif, the Chalois Mitchila is only a Kinyan on half. It's not as pointed as in Yoyrish. We're really, 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 each one is on whole. Now, the Chap was that maybe the Mishnah didn't say Behema, Zeimer, Kule, Zeimer, Chetzi. What was our Chap today? Why did we say maybe the Mishnah conveniently didn't say that case? Because maybe there didn't be 100-0. If the Eilim remembers, we already spoke out from the Beis Halevi, a different reason why maybe the Mishnah didn't say Kule and Chetzi by Behema. Maybe the reason the Mishnah didn't say Kule and Chetzi by Behema is because it's Einach Haluki Yecholius Emes over there to get 3/4 and 1/4. But then the conclusion would be something else. He would get half and Yehemunach on the second half. But now we're saying something else, that we would apply the concept of Ein Safek Moitzim Edevad. Akoponim, again, the second half of the Tosis. The Kasha was, why do we say that by Zayimer Kule, Zayimer Chetzi? He only gets a quarter. The first half of Tosis asked, let's use Migu to give him half. We said many terutzim. The second half was asking if I care. Let's say, ain't suffik moitzimi devada. What did we answer? What did Tosis answer? That you don't understand the concept of ain't suffik moitzimi devada. By Yerusha, it's true because even when there's 2 Yerushim, each one Yerushim's the ganze zach. What's another teret to this kashu? On a quarter of it, he has a Migu. We mentioned this already. If you learn, and that's the connection, the two parts of Tosis. If you learn that there's a migu lahasik on a quarter, that's why it's ain suffik moitzim edevad on a quarter. But over there, the guy has no migu. Why does the guy have no migu? Because he doesn't know. He doesn't know who his father is. No one has it, and the yavam also doesn't really know if he's an uncle or a father. No one has a migu over there. Over there, there's no migu. Over there, you can say ain suffik moitzim edevad. But over here, because he has a migu on a quarter, that itself is the teretz why we say ain suffik moitzim edevad. There are a few other teretzim to ain suffik moitzim edevad. The Ezer Hashem tomorrow, we are definitely going down. Rabbi said the Gemara all the way to the bottom of the yomid. We're going to wrap up ain suffik moitzim edevad a little bit. But we're going all the way to the bottom of the Amid. Please, move along.
Well, the whole logic of that meeting is because by Talis, he did a half of Israel. But by that moment, it's close.